a gruesome discovery.
I asked her, is my dog in your backyard? And she said, yes, he's lying over by the fence.
Your dog was injured.
She was bleeding, not moving.
Was it the neighbor's dogs?
One Husky, one Labrador.
Who crossed the line?
I am positive that they got a hold of my dog and drug her underneath the fence.
I'm not as positive as you are.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
James Frame is suing his neighbor, Monique Guerrero, for vet bills after her two dogs attacked his dachshund.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 432 on the calendar, in the matter of Frame versus Guerrero.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Mr. Frame, you and Ms. Guerrero are neighbors. You share a common fence in your backyards. Your dog was injured. Your dog was clearly injured, and I don't think Ms. Guerrero denies the fact that your dog was injured by her two huskies. This is your dog. You have two huskies.
One husky, one Labrador.
Your Honor.
You don't deny that your two dogs, one or both, injured Mr. Frame's dog.
No.
But it was on your property.
Correct.
And that's your defense. Mr. Frame thinks that he's going to establish, to my satisfaction, that his dog did not voluntarily go into your yard, but was rather dragged in by either your husky or your Labrador. That's your burden. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay, good. So on what date did this happen?
September 14th.
What time of the day?
I was not there at the time when the incident occurred. I was at a medical appointment at Loma Linda VA.
It's not relevant.
When I got home, right, went into the house, my little dog was in there, had a bite on his nose, the boy dog, Toby. Looked for Brandy throughout the house, could not find her.
That's Brandy.
Went out back, and I have boulders, large rocks, all the way on my side of
Show
the fence.
Me.
I have pictures here, Your Honor.
Show me.
Okay.
You have large boulders on your side of the fence because?
Because the neighbors prior to me had large dogs also, and I didn't want my dogs to be attacked by them.
Okay, so you put rocks along the fence.
Right.
Okay, very good. Now you have rocks along the fence, and there is a fence, and the fence almost reaches underneath, but not quite. So there is a small space.
Small space underneath, normally.
Right. Okay, so you went outside and?
Went outside, could not find my dog anywhere in the yard. Went over to the fence looking for, I have a raised flower bed, could not find her there. Then I noticed one of the large rocks was moved and there was a hole dug from the defendant's side of the fence.
How can you tell it was dug from the defendant's side of the fence?
Just by where the digging took place.
Keep going.
So went around to where she was, went, asked her, is my dog in your backyard? And she said, yes, she's lying over by the fence. Went out there, she was bleeding, not moving.
Just a second. Ms. Guerrero, when he came over, did he say to you, where's my dog? And you said your dog is lying over on the fence?
No. I actually was in the front yard. We were getting ready to go and leave a note or try to knock on his door to see if he was home. He said, is there a dog in your backyard? And I said, yes, is it your dog? And he said, yes. And I said, okay, come. And she is hurt. She is in the yard.
You mean you had never seen his dog before?
No, I was a very, very new resident.
So you didn't know whose dog it was in your backyard?
No, but I had a feeling it was the house behind me because the hole was evident.
Did you take pictures of the hole?
I did.
I'd like to see the picture of the hole. Mr. Frame, I mean, what you had said initially, this didn't look like the kind of lady that would just leave a bleeding dog in her backyard, but she really didn't know whose dog it was.
No.
How much do your dogs weigh?
Maybe 40 to 50 pounds. I don't know how much dogs weigh. They're about knee high. They're medium.
They can't get through this hole.
I have a picture of them also, Your Honor.
Hmm?
I have a picture of my dogs also. Here's one. And then,
I mean, it doesn't look as if a large husky can get through this hole.
A better one of the Labrador, if you need that.
You can continue. I'm just telling you, my view is that through this hole.
Right.
This dog can't fit.
Okay, can I explain? 5 days later, I'm sitting out in the backyard in my patio. The dogs are barking, one from the other side of the fence, and my two dogs. They are down on the ground below the flower bed. I go over to the fence to see what they're barking at. The boulder had been moved again, and the husky's entire head was underneath the fence. His entire head.
So?
Your Honor, and...
Okay. So?
I am positive that they got a hold of my dog and drug her underneath the fence.
I'm not as positive as you are, because in order to do that, your dog had to be very, very close to the fence.
Initially,
no,
they
no,
were.
Just a second.
Initially, they were.
Just a second.
Right?
In your...
But my dogs could not move that rock. They only weigh like 18 pounds.
They may have moved the rock. The dog may, with its nose, if you want me to believe, that they dug and they moved the rock with the husky or the lab, moved the rock with their nose, because the only thing that got through was the head, according
to
you.
The whole head. The entire head.
What? So what? The head stops at the shoulders of a dog, sir.
Right.
You see, your dog, if your whole dog's head got through, it would still have shoulders that would have to get through to have any mobility. Otherwise, it could just go like this, right? So what you're suggesting is that the husky, with its nose, moved the rock and then grabbed your dog and somehow, without its shoulders, because this dog cannot get the shoulders through this hole, pulled your dog through the fence. It is just as plausible that your two dogs together moved the rock, just as plausible as one dog moving the rock with its nose, just as plausible, and then your dog's smaller. I don't know how big your other dog is. Same size. Two dogs scooted under the fence. That's possible. Those shoulders could fit through this
hole. They were on the ground, Your Honor. They were not in the flower bed when he stuck his whole head underneath. I just brought him out to have my coffee, and they were going potty. Okay? And then they're barking.
Mr. Frame, she's not responsible. She's not responsible for your dog's injuries. You cannot prove to me that a 50 or 60 pound husky got through that hole to drag your dog under the fence. And if you know that it's a problem with large dogs, then secure it better. Secure it by building a fence that goes all the way down, that can't be moved. But if what you're trying to convince me is a dog's nose moved the boulder that you put there to protect your dog rather than your two dachshunds, they must weigh about 25 pounds each. Would that be a fair statement? I have...
No, they're 18 pounds apiece.
18 pounds apiece. So 36 pounds of dog can move a boulder and make a hole. Either way, you have a burden of proof, sir. It's your burden of proof. Your dog was injured in her backyard, and you cannot prove to me that your dog was not responsible for being able to get under the fence.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She's not responsible when your dog goes into her yard. She has two big dogs that are protective. And if she has two big dogs that are protective and your dogs got into her yard, which I absolutely believe they did, she's not responsible. That's the law.
And later today...
On what date did you move out?
November 5th.
You were there 30 days?
Yes.
So what's your complaint?
We were wrongfully evicted.
No, you weren't. They can evict you because they don't like you anymore.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
James Frame says dogs owned by neighbor Monique Guerrero dragged his dog under their share fence and viciously attacked her.
Okay, it is far more logical than to think that a 50 or 60 pound husky that looks like this, with its nose, managed to get its head through the hole and somehow grab hold of not one, both your dogs. Both. Because when you came in and started to tell me your story, you said you went and found one dog that had a bite on its nose. And then you went to look for the other dog. So what you would want me to visualize is this husky that had just its head through the hole, grabbed one dog and pulled it through.
Bit my dog.
Mr. Frame, you have no case. You have no case. Fix your fence. If you have little dogs, either fix your fence so that they can't get through or keep your dogs on a leash. She's not responsible when your dog goes into her yard. She has two big dogs that are protective. And if she has two big dogs that are protective and your dogs got into her yard, which I absolutely believe they did, she's not responsible. That's the law. She's not responsible. And you can't convince me that her dogs came through this little hole and was able to drag that dog back through the hole. Impossible. So we're done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I have some evidence.
Of what?
From Redlands Animal Control incident report.
That says? No, that says?
It's,
It says what?
3 pages.
No, don't give me 3 pages to read. Show me where it says that their dog dragged your dog under the fence. That's all I want you to show me. I don't care about an incident report. Nobody's there who observed the incident, but maybe you have something in there that would change my mind.
The owners just moved into the area and the dogs were secured when speaking with the owner. They were not secured the day it happened.
Listen to me, Mr. Frame. Just show me where someone concluded that her two huskies dragged your dachs through the fence.
The small hole in the fence would fit the owner's statement of the dogs not being able to get into the neighbor's yard.
We're done. Thank you.
What is our excuse? May step out.
There's no way my dog would go into that yard on its own.
My dogs are really good dogs. They wouldn't hurt anyone if they didn't feel threatened.
It's very traumatic for me.
I'm thankful that it's over with.
She's doing good after 3 operations.
I'm just happy it's okay.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Carcamo Capizzi versus Butnick Shinla Butnick. Step forward.
Yolanda Carcamo and her daughter, Charity Capizzi, are suing their former landlord, Donna Butnick Schindler, and her brother, Richard Butnick, for an illegal eviction and moving costs.
This is your daughter.
It is.
Is that correct? Your daughter and her daughter signed a lease to live in a condo that is owned by you or managed by you.
I manage it. My sister here owns it.
Yes.
And it's an apartment complex. When did you sign the lease?
On September 1st of 2016.
And it didn't work out.
No, it did not.
And it didn't work out because, well, I don't know because. I don't actually care about because. They're in the business of renting out apartments. That's what they do for a living.
Absolutely.
And you paid rent?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an answer. Yes, the answer is yes.
You paid rent. We paid rent.
You paid your first month's rent?
Yes.
You paid his last month's rent?
No, we did not pay the last month's rent.
So you paid first month's rent and a security deposit?
That's correct, of $1,300.
Okay. And how much was the rent?
The rent was $1,600.
So you look like nice people. You move in. You've paid your rent. And then all of a sudden, these people whose business it is to rent apartments to people who can pay rent, which clearly you did, told you they wanted you to move.
Yes.
And that's what your lawsuit is about. Your lawsuit is about an illegal eviction, and you also want your moving costs. They have a ridiculous counterclaim for 2 months' rent, which I'm going to get over in short order. So since you're the one who seems to be doing most of the talking, I'm going to ask you the questions.
Okay.
And I rarely ask people what they think, because what they think is not important in the facts of the case. But why would you think that people whose business it is to rent apartments...
Yes.
Asked you and your nice mother and your 6-year-old child to move after a month.
After a month? No, they asked us to move in October of 2017 is when we received the notice. So we had been there for over a year.
Oh, okay. So they asked you to move a year later when you no longer had a lease.
Yes.
You were month-to-month tenant.
Month-to-month, yes, that's
correct. Oh, so we don't have a lease. Well, that makes it easy.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why did you disable the smoke detectors?
It was due to the battery. I literally had to tear it off to get it to stop beeping.
Why don't you just replace the battery?
It didn't have like a normal battery in it. It was
get an abnormal
sort of
battery.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Yolanda Carcamo and daughter Charity Capizzi claim former landlord Donna Butnick Schindler and her brother Richard Butnick illegally evicted them. The defendants are countersuing for unpaid rent.
Okay. So all they had to do was give you 30 days notice
yes.
to move. On what day did you get your notice that they wanted you to move?
We received the notice on October 4th.
Well, that's not even what you say in your complaint. You say that they gave you notice on October 3rd. Want to see?
What is the date?
It's the 3rd.
The 3rd?
Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is who signed this thing. Somebody want to look at it?
I personally did not receive the notice.
Well, then why don't you give me that as an answer? I didn't get the notice.
My mother was the one that received it.
On what date did you receive the notice?
October 3rd.
And on what date did you move out? What date did you move your last piece of furniture out of the apartment?
November 5th.
You were there 30 days?
Yes.
So what's your complaint?
We were wrongfully evicted.
No, you weren't. They can evict you because they don't like you anymore.
They use the term use.
Just a second. They can tell you that they want you out on 30 days notice. That's what they can do.
Absolutely.
And you had 30 days notice. I didn't ask you anything. And you had 30 days, so I don't know what you're doing here. They gave you notice. You moved out more than 30 days later. Question is, according to you, you stayed on 2 extra days. If they gave you notice and if you paid rent in October, did you pay rent in October?
No, we did not.
Did you pay rent in November?
No, we didn't.
Then I'm not throwing out your counterclaim so fast.
Okay, thank you.
Because we were financially... I'm speaking because you lived there in October and you lived there in November. Now, I don't have any breakdown of whether or not you gave them back their security deposit, did you?
No, I have not yet.
Okay. Well, you would agree, sir, that their security deposit would have to be deducted from any rent that they owe you if there would, unless there were damages, which you do not claim.
In fact, Your Honor, I do claim damages.
Take a look. You actually make one line that they was used to repair extensive damage that they did to the apartment. That's what they used the security for. I'd like to see pictures of the damage.
We have it. We have pictures of the condition of the apartment when we left it.
Okay,
and it
I'd like to see both.
In that state.
I'd like to see both. Who smokes?
I do.
Why did you disable the smoke detectors?
I never disabled the smoke detectors. The smoke, they went off when I was not there, and it was due to the battery. I literally had to tear it off to get it to stop beeping.
Why don't you just replace the battery?
It didn't have, like, a normal battery in it. It was
get
some
sort of
other...
Get an abnormal battery.
It was...
Actually, sir, it just looks like cleaning to me.
Normal wear and tear.
I didn't say... anything that required an answer from you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. It looks like it needed cleaning that they left junk.
Yes,
besides.
Your Honor.
Did you have someone professionally clean it or did you
yes,
do it?
Yes, we did.
And you have a bill for that?
Yes.
I'd like to see the bill.
Is the,
just the cleaning bill. I just want to see the cleaning bill. It's the only thing I'm interested in. As a matter of fact, I gave $250 for cleaning, and you have a bill for $285, which is actually reasonable. So that comes off of the $1,300 security deposit.
Your Honor.
I'm not listening to you.
How does it...
Okay. So the question is, why didn't you pay October's rent?
Because we were financially incapable. I'm a single mother of 2 children. I didn't have the money. I had to...
Just a second. Then that's the reason. You didn't pay the rent.
I was not able to.
You didn't pay the rent, but you owe the rent. Okay. So now I'm ready to rule. Easy. You get back $2,615 on your counterclaim. Okay. That's for rent and the difference between... rent for 1 month. And the difference between the security deposit and the $285 that you had to spend... in cleaning up the apartment after them. You get nothing. You had 30 days notice. You used up every bit of the 30 days and then a couple of days. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
From the day we moved in, the downstairs neighbor complained of our noise.
She just basically found it her mission to terrorize our family, which lived directly below them.
He continually complained to the landlord regarding the noise.
When I rent to people, I expect them to live together in an apartment with a sense of mutual respect.
The building was built in 1964. There was no insulation. You could hear absolutely everything within the triplex.
Stomping their feet on the floor and throwing heavy objects down on the floor.
I'm glad we moved to a better area.
Oh, I'm happy. Good riddance.